I'm John Edmiston, and I'd like to lead you in a prayer of spiritual liberation for the breaking of curses and for the breaking of spiritual influences that may have come over your life and may be causing spiritual oppression in your heart and mind, so that you feel confused, you feel despairing, and sometimes your life does not go well. It seems to go from accident to accident, or ill health to ill health. We are going to look at what the Bible says about curses and how Christ frees us from them, and then we are going to pray a prayer. And at the end, I want you to pray this prayer with me and to keep praying it until you feel that the evil influences over your life, the curses, the hexes, the spells, and other such spiritual oppression has been broken free from your spirit. You need to persist in this. You need to battle in this. But I will give you the teaching and I will give you the prayer. And after that, you and your friends have to fight your way through from this spiritual oppression. The first verses we want to look at are in the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 3, verses 10 to 14. Galatians chapter 3, verses 10 to 14. For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, because it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue doing everything written in the book of the law. Now it is clear that no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith. But the law is not based on faith. Instead, the one who does these things will live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, because it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on the tree. The purpose was that the blessing of Abraham would come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, so that we could receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Paul is telling us that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, because it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on the tree. Christ took all the curses that were uttered to us, and especially the curses that come from the Jewish law, from disobedience to God's law. And when we break those commandments, we come under a curse. When we engage in idolatry, when we engage in witchcraft, when we engage in gross sexual promiscuity, we come under a curse in our life. And that destroys the works of our hands. And that makes us barren and fruitless and frustrated in life. But Christ has redeemed us from that curse. Let's have a look at Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4, 5, and 6. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4, 5, and 6. Yet he himself, that's Jesus, bore our sicknesses and he carried our pains, but we in turn regarded him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted, because he was pierced because of our transgressions, crushed because of our iniquities. The punishment for our peace was upon him, and we are healed by his wounds, or in some versions, and by his stripes we are healed. We all went astray like sheep. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has punished him for the iniquity of us all. The Lord has laid the iniquity of us all upon him. And iniquity are those sins that were so bad that they brought a curse on us. There were sins that carried their own judgment, such as adultery, homosexuality, witchcraft, cheating people, and these things that brought a curse with them, thievery, idolatry, and such things. Let's keep on looking at some of the things that cause a curse, and the curses are especially associated with objects from the occult. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7, the last two verses, verses 25 and 26. You must burn up the carved images of their gods. Don't covet the silver and gold on the images and take it for yourself, or else you'll be ensnared by it, for it is abhorrent to the Lord your God. You must not bring any abhorrent thing into your house, or you will be set apart for destruction like it. You are to utterly detest and abhor it, because it is set apart for destruction. So we see that the things of the occult bring a curse into your house. So if you have an idol, if you have a sacrificial table, if you have occult symbols, if you have things that have been used for worship of foreign gods or gods apart from the God of Israel, the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have to get rid of them. You cannot have idolatrous statues in your house. You cannot bow down to a graven image and be blessed by God. You must get rid of these graven images and of these idols from your house, because God will not tolerate them. In fact, God's punishment isn't just to you, it goes down the generations. In fact, it says it goes down to the third and fourth generation. That's in Exodus 34, 6 and 7. So what are you to do with them? You're to burn them. And that even applies in the New Testament. Let's look at Acts chapter 19, verses 18 to 20. This was in Ephesus, which was noted for its magic and noted for its witchcraft. And the people came to the Lord as a result of Paul's preaching there. And this is what they did. And many who had become believers came confessing and disclosing their practices. While many of those who had practiced magic collected their books and burned them in front of everyone. So they calculated their value and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. In this way, the Lord's message flourished and prevailed. In other words, they took their magic books and they burned them. Books about the occult and magic and charms and things like that. They have to be burned and destroyed. Okay, so we've seen what God's doing. Jesus breaks the curse on our life. The curse can come down the generations from your father, your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather. It can come from your own behavior in indulging in witchcraft or having idolatrous objects in your home. You need to get rid of these things, and then you need to pray the following prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you that you sent Christ to take my sins and all my iniquities, to become a curse for me on the cross, and to take all my curses and to break the curses off my life, and to take all the curses of the law on my behalf, so that I might receive the Holy Spirit of God. I pray, Lord Jesus, now that you will forgive all my sins, that you will forgive the sins of witchcraft, idolatry, homosexuality, gross sexual immorality, thieving, lying or cheating, the things that I have been involved in that may have brought a curse upon me and upon my family. We pray, Lord Jesus, now that you will break the curses of everyone's life that hears this prayer. Lord, release people from the curse now in Jesus' name. You have done the work on the cross. Make it effective in their lives now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we break the power of the curse. We break the power of witchcraft to destroy lives. We break the power of spells and occult and magic to destroy lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cast down the works of Satan. We come to God and we pray for freedom for the captives, because Christ came to take captivity captive and to set people free from the bondages of curses and hexes and spells. And in Jesus' name, we claim our freedom. We claim the blessings of Abraham. We claim the power of the Holy Spirit. We claim that all curses are destroyed and that Christ has become a curse for us from the cross. And he has taken all our sins and all our diseases and all our iniquities. And all, by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes our curses are broken. By his stripes we are freed from the power of the curse. By the name of Jesus, for the glory of God, we are set free to live holy lives, and we are set free to be blessed with all the blessings in the heavenly realms that are in Christ Jesus. Bless us now, Lord Jesus. Turn the curse into a blessing. Bless us now with your powerful blessings, that we may live in joy and hope and peace. Bless us, and destroy the power of the curse. We pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.